Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I will have Taj Jackson any minute. But for now, we're going to keep it moving. There's a lot of traffic today. That's why we have a late start. But today's date is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Finally, we're getting some heat. I should say some summer weather here in Los Angeles. It's been in the 70s. Kind of the low 70s, the low to mid 70s, really all summer. And then today, I think it's going to creep up to the high 80s to the 90s. And if you guys know me, I don't like that heat, but it's coming anyway. So I guess I'll have to deal with it. We are live on the Power of Love show. So if you're joining us right now, thank you for joining us. Did I say that? I said joining twice, I think. But if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will open up phone lines. And Twitter, of course. If you have any questions or you want to comment or you want to contribute to our show, please do so at ddjfoundation.com. What else do I want to say? I guess I got to do the disclaimer. I always do anyway. And with no one else being here at the moment, who else would do it? So here it goes. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. Well, there it is. That's the intro. And there's a couple of things that are on my mind before we get into the topic. The first thing I want to talk about is I feel like there's been a lot of celebrity passings in the last, in the recent times, whether it's been the last week, 2 weeks, months, there's just been quite a bit. I don't know if I'm just getting older. So the people that, you know, I grew up with, it's hitting me harder, or if it's just because of social media, it's more present in our lives. It's, you know, we get notifications all the time, whether it's on our phone or on our computer or even a friend texting us. We get to find out information so quickly. So I don't know if it's just an influx of information or if it's just me becoming an elder person that I'm more sensitive to who's passing. But I just feel like it's a lot. And this week, a young actor by the name of Cameron Boyce. I wasn't familiar with Cameron Boyce, but, you know, I guess in the youth world, he was a pretty big star. Just 20 years old. He was on Disney, and it's just unfortunate. I don't really know exactly what happened. I believe he passed in his sleep. The family has stated that it was caused by a seizure from an ongoing medical condition. But, you know, he's been in a lot of movies, including Adam Sandler's Grown Ups and the sequel to Grown Ups, so Grown Ups 2. But it's just interesting to me that I just feel like I'm trying to articulate this well. I just feel like we're becoming a little numb to it. I don't know. But anyway, Adam Sandler tweeted, "Too young, too sweet, too funny, just the nicest, most talented, and most decent kid around. Loved that kid, cared so much about his family, cared so much about the world. Thank you, Cameron, for all you gave to us. So much more was on the way. All our hearts are broken. Thinking of your amazing family and sending our deepest condolences." And I thought that was well done, you know, paying tribute to the young man as well as to the family. But I just thought we should open up the show with that because I know there's a lot of youth out there that were hit with that news. And as we always say, dealing with death is never easy. And a lot of times, I think when we're young, we kind of put it off thinking that's something we'll have to deal with when we're older, you know, when we're 40, 50, 60, or 70. But when you lose someone that you watch on TV and a parent has to explain it to them or a friend explains it to them, it can be their first experience dealing with death. So to anybody out there who's listening that may have kids or younger siblings or younger cousins, nieces, nephews that liked Cameron Boyce's work or liked him, this may be their first introduction into death. So, or I should say into the loss of a life. So with that said, you know, as my brothers and I always say, this is why we do the show. We like to put some type of spotlight on loss because it's something that we'll always have to deal with. It's just part of life. Just like birth is part of life, death is part of life. And as we know, our society doesn't really, we don't really gravitate to loss or death because of obvious reasons. It's tough. It's difficult. But it's a necessary thing to do. It's something that's real and it's something that, you know, we need to take advantage of the opportunity to discuss this. So the reason why I'm saying this is anyone out there with those kids or anyone that looked up to Cameron, I strongly recommend using this, his passing as an opportunity to discuss that with the young one. Okay. Taj Jackson is here.
Yes.
That was a little rant I had, Taj. Not a rant.
Yeah, I was going to say a rant. That didn't sound like a rant.
No, it was a heartfelt message.
Yeah, okay.
Because a rant is a negative connotation, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I was just discussing Cameron Boyce in the passing. Yeah. You can figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. With that said, as we said, we are live on the show, so thanks for joining us. You could tweet us at DDJ Foundation. You can call in. The number is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. We should go straight into the topic, unless there's something amazing this week you want to share.
Well, it's part of the topic, maybe.
Okay. So do you want to share what happened and then lead into the topic?
No, I don't want to lead into it.
So share what happened, and I'll lead into it.
I'm gonna make it really quick since I know time is of the essence. I was dropping off Tiana to she was going to get some organic food, which definitely I was not getting. So I waited in the car. I didn't park completely correct because I was waiting for the other cars to pass so that I can get myself in and parallel park correctly. While I was doing that and waiting for the cars to pass, I saw in slow motion this lady that literally was looking down. Because I was looking back to make sure that I can get through to when all the cars
through your
pass.
Mirror?
No, actually turned around. Yeah. Okay. So I saw like what was happening and this car slowly approaches and keeps approaching and literally just hits me.
Mm.
And it was this girl that was clearly on her phone.
Really, Taj?
Clearly on her phone. Mm. Like, cause her head was down and she was like, she didn't look up until she hit me.
Huh.
You know, and I don't know what she thought she was doing.
Do you think she thought she was even moving?
That's a good question. I think
because I'm going to assume she hit you at a slow miles per hour.
It was very slow. Speed. It was very slow. But I think what happened was that because there's two cars in front of her. And so she didn't see my car.
Okay.
You know, and because she was looking down when the two cars in front of me passed me, went around me, she didn't. She literally
kind of just.
Yeah. Went. And so and then to make matters worse, like I was already upset because, I mean, a lot of people don't know I traded my car recently. I downsized, actually. Terrell always talks about downsizing. I downsized. I saved about $200-$300 and got a new car. So this is less than a month old, this car. Oh. And so I was a little frustrated that. I was a little frustrated because I didn't even want to go to get something to eat. But I was like, let me be a good husband.
Yeah.
You know, I've already, you know, I have Taylor in the car as well. I'm like, let me be a good husband because it's a little out of the way. But I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. And then this happens. But then she just drives off. And part of me was like, and I was trying to get my camera, and I'm not good at the iPhone where you can, you know, millennials know how to switch to the camera right away.
Yeah, for you, you're fudging.
Yeah. And what frustrated me more when Tiana came back, she's like, why don't you just press the lock button and then hit the camera thing there? I'm like, because I don't do that ever. Like, that's not my.
So were you actually scrolling for the app?
I was looking for my app, my camera app, and I couldn't find it fast enough.
That is no bueno.
And I had a good 10 seconds, and then she just drove off. Because, and then I thought maybe she was a good person and was actually, because she made a right.
So you thought maybe she pulled over.
I thought she made a right. She was going to go back around
the
block and come back and say, sorry, you know, here's my information. No, didn't happen. Because I waited. I waited a good 5-10 minutes. Then I was like, you know, but part of me was like, should I follow her? Like, should I get her license?
Was your instinct at all to follow immediately?
It was, but then I didn't know if I was going to hit another car by driving off, you know,
being crazy.
Yeah, being crazy like that. And I had Taylor in the car. So I was like, you know
what?
Smart
move.
Yeah. And I don't even know how hard it, like, it hit me. So I knew that it was a possibility. Yeah.
But you're not injured or anything.
No. And, you know, at the end of the day, but it's just that kind of triggered this this topic. But
so okay. With that said, I'm going to follow up with a story that happened to me. Oh, wow. Probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been in one accident.
Ooh,
People say knock on wood, but I tend to not do that.
I do.
But something tells me to do it.
Yeah,
so
I
there
do
it goes.
All the time.
One accident in my entire life, and I drive a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even like to call it an accident. I guess, yes, it was my fault. But here's what happened. I pulled up behind a car after exiting a freeway, stopped, right? All good, right? We're both stopped waiting for the light to turn green so we can make a right turn.
Uh-huh.
Do you know this story?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and this doesn't sound believable, but I swear.
Oh, when you preface it like that.
I swear this is exactly what happened. So my foot's on the brake and I'm wearing sandals because I believe it's summer day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I sneeze. Now, do you know when cars, you think you're stopped, but you're not, but your foot came, my foot came off the brake a bit because of the sneeze.
Uh-huh.
And I slowly rolled. You know how if you're not completely brake, you're rolling forward
because
it's an automatic and it's in drive. I did exactly that. Didn't even realize it and bumped the girl in front of me.
Okay.
So whether I was looking down, whether I was changing the station, I don't know. I didn't realize I had moved and my foot wasn't secured on the brake.
Yeah.
This was pre-phones.
Okay.
This is 97.
Pre-distraction.
Pre-distraction. This is actually 97. This is probably 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 96 maybe even. 97, I'd say. But anyway, the good person in me, she didn't even know I hit her.
Mm.
So I barely tapped her to the point where she didn't know.
Mm.
Again, me being a good person, 16, 17, 18 years old, somewhere in there, I followed her for about a half a mile trying to get her attention to pull her over to tell her I bumped into her.
Good.
Stopped, pulled over, no damage on either car. But again, me being the good person, it's like, you should probably take it just in case my information. And she was a young driver as well. Okay, we were both young. Later that day, no joke, I get a call from her father.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I see you are a Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I see you live here.
Mm-hmm.
And in this community,
mm-hmm.
which is a wealthy community. And I think we need to work out a deal because you hit my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And I'm young. I'm not even an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I did hit her, but I didn't hit her hard. Mm-hmm. Well, she had to go see a doctor. And I'm not letting her go to school or work, whatever it was, for the rest of the week. And, you know, I think it's best that we just handle this because you don't want it as a young driver on your record.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the international listeners that are hearing, if you get a point or, you know, an accident on your record that you caused, your car insurance will skyrocket.
Yeah.
Because that's the most risky time
especially
of drivers.
Especially if you're young.
Especially if you're young. So I didn't know what to do. He said to make this go away, I would have to pay $5,000.
Whoa.
And at the time, I didn't know what to do. So I called one of my best friend's father and asked him what to do. Richard Miller.
I knew it was Richard.
And he said, really quickly, he said, unfortunately, you got to go through insurance.
Yeah.
And it bothered me. Because that would make it an official on my record that I had an accident. But he said, you got to go through insurance because you don't want a year from now her to say my neck is hurting still and the $5,000 wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Let insurance deal with it. I know you, nothing was wrong. I know you. I know how you are. I can definitely believe that. That's what happened. But I'm telling you to go through insurance. So I did. And yes, my insurance went up.
That's wise advice, though.
It was wise advice. And at the time, it was like, do I just take this 5K and just let it go away and let my record be perfect. But it was the right advice because it could have ballooned into 50,000 and 100,000 and just been an absolute nightmare with court dates and all that stuff. But the reason why I'm sharing that is to piggyback off your story, Taj, because today's show, the topic is based on karma. Your driver, in your case, made a decision to flee
the scene of the crime.
And then in my case, my personal case, I decided to chase the person that I promise you, everyone, I was going 1 to 2 miles per hour, if that. I was rolling after being completely stopped.
Were you in your Honda?
In my Honda.
Okay. That's important, too. You got to say the cars, too.
Yeah, I love Honda. So, yes, I was in my first Honda, a Honda Accord. And I don't know. I thought it was the right thing to do. And maybe after the next couple of years, it taught me to not be, quote unquote, honest, to not go out of my way to do that. But then again, that's not how I was raised. I was raised to take the high road and try to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, and one of the conditions on that is you kind of get rewarded back, you know?
You do.
At least that's the definition or sense of karma.
That's the belief.
So with that said, we are talking about karma. Do you believe in it? Do you have any experiences with it? Anything like that, we want to know. And before we do that, I guess I should define karma.
Yeah, please do.
Karma is frequently misunderstood. Some people use it to talk about atmosphere. Other times it's assumed to be the same thing as the human aura.
Yeah.
Okay. You've probably seen the bumper stickers that say, "My karma ran over your dogma." I'm sure it's just meaningless humor, but it does add to the general confusion. So what is karma? What does it really mean? What goes around comes around. Uh-huh. You reap what you sow. For every action, there's an equal and opposite
reaction.
These are the everyday phrases, cliches, even that actually describe it. And that's pretty much the simplest way to describe karma for anyone that isn't familiar with the term.
I have a story that describes it very well.
Yes, please.
I've shared the story already on this show, but I was sitting at the Ralph's parking lot down the street from me, and I was parked in the Ralph's parking lot, and I kid you not, I was typing on Twitter how I was feeling blessed, just blessed with everything, blessed with life and thankful, and
in the parking lot.
And I kid you not, right after I had pressed send, a car hits me. A parked.
When was this?
This was about 3 years ago. Two years ago. It's in my tweet still. You know, it's a feeling blessed one. And I just, I had to smile. Because the problem was, TJ, there was like three other spots to either side of me. It wasn't like it was like a tight spot and he was trying to get in. It was just like, how did you not see? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
But it made me laugh a little because I had just talked about being blessed and now I had to go through this car thing. But I'm one of those people that believe in balance.
Like, yeah, I do too.
Things are going so great. So here's a little thing that, you know, you'll have to deal with. But don't worry. Things are going to still go great. Yeah. You know, we have to balance it. Yeah. You can't have everything.
And it's so interesting you say that because fast forward from my incident 15 years later, there was a time. So let's say about 4 or 5 years ago, I had gotten a new car, kind of similar to you, where it's just a month old.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to driving Honda Accords because I'm the kind of guy who believes you just need to get from place A to B. So the car was never an important thing. But this was, quote unquote, a nicer car that I normally wouldn't get.
Yeah.
Francis wanted it. And, you know, we did it.
Yeah. It was time to like,
it was try, time.
Try to upgrade.
It was definitely time. But anyway, I'm learning the car. Mm-hmm. So I'm parked in a parking lot and reversing. And I'm hearing, and there's a camera, you know, a camera that I'm kind of relying on.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I obviously, before the camera days, you turn over and look over your shoulder. Yeah. But with the camera, it's like, oh, this is a new car. It's a new technology. I just got to look at the camera and it'll tell me, you know. But I'm hearing beep, 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 you know, the beeps.
Yeah, the warning.
And I just completely ignored it because of 20 years of not needing a beep.
Yeah.
So it was one of those, lapse of judgment, completely my fault. I hit a girl who was driving by
Oh my God.
on the road. I hit her. You know, she pulled over. I pulled over. I mean, I didn't get at far. I stayed in my parking spot. She pulled over. Completely my fault. Mm-hmm. And there were scratches on her car. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let's just not go insurance. I'll have to take care of this. But she said, oh, don't worry about it. Everyone makes mistakes. It's okay.
Wow.
I was shocked.
Yeah. I would be shocked too.
I was shocked, Todd. I was shocked. She was like, yes. And this, again, a brand new car of mine. I was like, I can't believe this. You know how when you get an accident, your whole day stops.
Yeah.
But thinking back, maybe that was my karma from 20 years prior.
We're going to let you go.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about karma. And first, before we have a list of karma, the 10 laws of karma that will change your life.
Okay.
But let's take a quick phone call. Who do we have on the line joining us on the Power of Love today?
Hi, this is Tiffany in Texas.
Hey, Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Great.
Doing great.
Great. What you got for us, Tiffany?
Okay, I wanted to contribute to the karma topic, and I have so many different stories, particularly car accidents and everything. It's just really weird when I don't know if it's karma per se or if it's a blessing, but like before I was born, both of my parents were in two different very serious accidents. And, you know, either one of them could have died and I wouldn't be here.
Wow.
Because when my father, he was 30 something, I believe, because it was a problem for me because my father got hit in 1958. My mother got hit in 1978, and I had an accident myself with my father in 2008.
Oh,
wow.
The eights, huh?
So anytime an eight comes around, I get nervous.
Yeah.
But when my father had his accident, he was riding home with two friends from, you know, a night out. So the guy's wife was driving. They hit a school bus. I don't know how they crossed over and hit the school bus, but they hit the school bus. The wife was able to walk away. The husband died, and my father was told he'd never walk again. He was able to walk again, but I mean, you know, he was a young man, and he could have gotten killed.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So with my mother, she was, let me see, 78. Mom was 28. And she said she had left my grandmother's house. She was just going home for the night. A drunk blew through a red light, T-boned her, and broke her pelvis. And, you know, they were telling her she couldn't walk. And, you know, she was finally able to again, but... You know, it was crazy. And then when my father and I got hit, it really should have killed me. It really should have killed me, but it didn't. We were a block from our house going to visit my mother who was in the hospital. We were a block from our house. And there's a little side street that we pass. So I could see a street sweeper. My father was looking straight ahead at the road because he was driving. And I could see the fella on the street sweeper, you know, on a phone. And I was like, Daddy's not going to stop. I don't know what my father was talking about. I was like, Daddy's not going to stop. Daddy's not going to stop. So I started screaming. And my father looked up and I can't repeat what my father said. But he turned the wheel and it hit the back end of the car. But I mean, where I was sitting, my head was level with the bumper on this vehicle.
Wow.
So if it would have hit us at full speed, it would have been it for me. So,
Wow.
And I mean, it was just really frightening. And, you know, I was just, it really messed with me because my mother's in the hospital in a different city. That's why we were driving in the first place. And now here's my dad getting loaded into an ambulance and getting taken away and everything. I mean, that was just a very difficult thing. But I mean, you know, all of us were able to
survive. Yeah.
You know, survive.
Thank goodness.
And also when I was four, I flew into the windshield of my father's car.
Dang.
From an accident as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Dang. Tiffany.
We got to get you a bike. I shouldn't just tear just out of
bus
car.
Pass.
Yeah, we got to get you a bus pass or a bike.
Yes, I mean, it was the way that my dad did. My dad drove this old, beautiful, classic Impala, and we were leaving my aunt's house. A truck blew by, and... You know, I was four, so I was sitting on the armrest instead of buckled into a seat or whatever. My dad hits the brakes. I fly. I hit the windshield. I still have the scar on my forehead from it. And I started bleeding. And my dad flipped out. He turned the car around, basically went back, threw me to my aunt, took off with his gun. I still have a gun in his hand.
Wow.
Took off with his gun. Welcome to Texas.
Yeah.
Tiffany from Texas.
Took off his gun. Took off his gun, but he didn't catch the guys. Thank God. Well, thank God for them. But
yeah. Wow.
I mean, you know, he freaked out because he was just like, my daughter flew to the windshield. She's bleeding. She's crying. Mm. She's screaming. Is she dying? Is she going to be okay?
Right. Right. That's all scary stuff. What were we going to say, Tosh?
Yeah.
What were
you gonna say? I was going to say, you know, it's interesting. You seem like you've had a lot of blessings in terms of things that could have been, that turned out horrible in a way, that could have turned out horrible.
I can honestly tell you I've done so much stuff that sometimes I really just sit and think, well, why am I in that debt? Because just one more, because I know I'm tying up a lot of time. But my father was a carpenter. He told me he was working on his friend's church. He told me, stay in the car. Here's your dolls. Here's your books. You know, here's a fan. Here's some soda. He disappears from sight. I get out. I'm about 6 or 7 at the time. And he was putting up a wall for a building. I knocked the supports loose. And it was like that Buster Keaton comedy. Mm-hmm. The wall fell. And it should have completely killed me. But there was like an opening for a window he was supposed to put in. And it fell around me.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, you... Yeah, you've been very blessed in a way that probably you have a lot that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you've had 9 lives or something. You're supposed to be doing something. So, yes.
You know what?
And you are.
I want to share one thing.
Yeah.
This is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was going to let Tiffany go, and we're going to talk about it, but Tiffany's on the phone. We'll keep her for a bit.
Okay.
Tiffany.
Yes.
I love, first of all, Taj, I love how you said she's very blessed.
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm learning as I get older the importance of perspective.
Yeah.
Because some people can say, why me?
Why me?
I'm dealing with all this and all. But, and I know, I can assume, I shouldn't say I know, I can assume even with all that, you sometimes may go through that mentality, Tiffany, but from your energy and your voice, I'm going to assume you lean more on the blessed side. And I think that is so important in every single one of us. Because there's two ways to see almost every situation that happens to you. You can see it as, why me? This only happens to me, or a negative thing. Or you could see it as, I'm here, and, you know, or if I lost my legs, I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so important to see, because not only for those around you, but for obviously for yourself, but it's just an important practice to have to make your life as fruitful as possible. So I commend you for that, Tiffany, because I know you go through a lot, and I know you, from sharing these stories, you've been through a lot as well, even before in the past. And I just love your energy and you laugh, and I just think that's very important to spotlight, you know, and for all of our listeners. And it's something we all can get better at, but I think it's such an important thing to do. So I commend you for that.
Thank you.
There it goes, the laugh. See, that's beautiful.
It doesn't seem like, you know, I'm doing anything special. I've said that before. It's just how I carry myself. And, you know, I mean, you draw more friends with honey than vinegar.
That's right.
So
that's right.
What's the point in complaining about something you can't really change?
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Tiffany, we got to get through this list. So we're going to
end
the phone call. But again, thank you for sharing. Thanks for always supporting us, and keep that positivity. It rubs off on anyone who's around you. So
yes, it does.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling and supporting.
All right. Y'all have a nice day. Thank
all right.
You.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I just love that. I think that's so important, Taj.
It's perspective. I've learned that in life.
Yeah, so, because Taj, me too. I feel like I've learned that in life. And what I want to ask you, is that something that you think as you've gotten older, you've kind of respected more and more and more?
No.
So you feel it's something
I knew that from, honestly, high school. I don't know how I knew that.
I think I knew it, but I didn't think I respected it like I do now.
No.
Now, to me, it's everything. You know, you could see as the day in so many different ways. If you didn't get as much accomplished, you could see it as, I wasted a day. Or you could see it as, today was an important day to just relax and restore.
And have fun.
Now, that I'm still struggling with, that specific episode.
See, that's, I've learned
that specific one I haven't gotten to.
Yeah.
But other ones I have gotten better at. You know what I mean? And literally in the last several years, I've gotten better at. But I just think that's so important to do.
It really is. It's taking control, not of the narrative, but the narrative in your mind, kind of in a way, because you focus on things that you think about. And when you focus on things, it kind of brings more of that.
Yeah.
So I always choose to focus on positive things so that positive things will happen. You start thinking about negative things, and it's like all of a sudden all this negative stuff starts happening to you.
All right, Taj, let's get back into the karma.
Yeah.
10 laws of karma that will change your life. Law number one,
Yes. The
law of change. Change your thoughts, change your life. Mm-hmm. Being open to change is paramount in improving our lives and growing into a better person. Change your negative behavior, clear your toxic mind, change your life, and karma will show its appreciation.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What are you going to say? That's
pretty much what I was saying. Like, basically, if you change your mindset, you know, things will start happening for you.
So let me ask you this. Are they happening already? It's just your mindset.
No, you attract what you think.
Okay. Right?
And that's the thing. And that's what it's saying. So if you are appreciative of certain mm-hmm. things, then you'll get things back in that way.
Love it. Okay. Number two, the law of forgiving. When you don't forgive, you hold grudges and may even still have ill thoughts of doing harm to that person or speaking badly of them. There is no love or good in a grudge. Karma hears you too. Forgive the ones who have hurt you and release all negative thoughts.
That's been easy for me, believe it or not. I'm saying this only because I don't know what it was in life. You know, I'm a very forgiving person, almost to a fault, but I am. I mean, I've had some ex-girlfriends cheat on me in the past, and I forgave them, I forgave them, and I'm friends with them because it was too much of a bear to hold in that way. And they actually were appreciative of it because it's
of
like
the forgiveness.
Of the forgiveness, because, you know, people are, I believe people are strong, but people are weak in certain situations. And also when you're younger. And I think that's the thing, too, is like, I'd hate to be held to something just for one thing that I did, you know.
So, hey, I'm going to, first of all, I always say this. I look up to you and I respect your
thoughts.
Thank you. You have a strong mind. But here's my question. Is this something you truly felt? I shouldn't say truly, but is this something you believed and felt? And could you articulate this exactly the same way 25 years ago?
Well, that happened.
So
most of those happened 20 years ago.
When they happened 20 years ago, my point is, was it as easy for you to go through forgiveness and realize the reason why your forgiveness, or did life have to happen to you for 20, 25 plus years for you to articulate it this way?
I didn't know why I was doing it. I think I was just doing it because it's such a burden to hold.
So
anger.
Even though you couldn't maybe articulate that, you felt that burden of holding it and felt.
Well, it's not only a burden on me, it's a burden on them as well. And I'm always a people person, and it's weird because if you're thinking, you know, as I still care about people, you know what I mean? If you're in a relationship or was in a relationship with someone, or if you're friends with someone, you care about them, you know? And it's like if something happens and you get an argument or whatever, it's like you hold that burden and they hold that burden.
Mm.
And it's and you have the power to release that burden where both of you won't hold that anymore. And I've seen that work. Now, I'm not saying if someone does something completely purposely to hurt you to be naive and whatever. I'm just saying that of something of a circumstance and you know, it was a moment of weakness. It's like, that's what I mean.
And you were rewind 20 years of my life. I don't think I had the skill well at all.
Yeah.
I still don't think I'm great at it,
but
I definitely feel I'm improving at it.
Yeah, you are.
And I think and that's why I was asking, is this something that you had from 20 years ago? Cause I don't think I did. And I still don't think I'm where you are. But I'll take Bahana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
and good point.
The hearings, mm-hmm. the parole hearings we had to go to the first several times, is like, do whatever you want to the guy. Keep him in here. Let him rot in here.
Yeah.
As I got older, I tried to come to a point where it's like, you know, I'm trying to forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgive him. And this is what will lead to my next question for you, Taj, is it's hard for me still to this day to forgive people when they continuously wrong or disrespect you after wronging you.
And that's the difference.
Do you struggle with that?
Because I wouldn't forgive someone that didn't have remorse.
Okay.
That's the difference.
So that's what I wanted to ask.
And when I use the X scenario.
Yeah, there is remorse.
There's remorse. It's like, I'm sorry for what I did to you, you know. And that's the difference.
So a legitimate I'm sorry is what you all you need to forgive.
A legitimate, yes.
Gotcha. And I think I would be the same way. I think.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think I would have 10 years ago. But today,
yeah.
If someone genuinely apologized, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, and
it would hurt still, but
it would hurt, but I wouldn't forget, but I wouldn't hold it against that person because I believe no one is perfect.
Yeah.
Everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes, you make mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's part of being a human. You know, so I respect that and appreciate that little conversation, Taj.
Oh, thank you.
Number 3. 10 Laws of Carmen. 10 Laws of Karma. Carmen. Like Carmen San Diego. You remember that game? Of course you do. 10 Laws of Karma with a K. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is the law of the law of giving. Mm. I almost said forgiving again because of the word's giving, which is interesting. The law of giving. Giving just opens the floodgates for receiving. It also maintains the flow of abundance and goodness that all selfless givers deserve. When you give with your heart, karma knows. Try giving from ego and see what happens. Always give without expecting anything back ever. That's true giving. That's true giving. Giving is better than receiving because giving starts the receiving process. That's a quote from Jim Rohn. Thoughts?
I love that. And that's what Uncle Michael would always told us. In terms of, you know, he always said true charity is not asking people for recognition. It's giving without them knowing that you're giving or, you know, and coming from the heart. And I think that's something that we were taught, you know, not only through him, but through, you know, our dad and mom as well. And I think that's true. That's so true, you know, because otherwise you're giving to expect something in return.
Yeah.
And that's not true giving. And I think there is a difference.
Well said.
And I don't have the finances to do, you know, what he's done, but, you know, if there's something, you know, at like a place or whatever, and they ask, would you like to make a donation? I do. And, and then like, do you want to write? I'm like, no, it's fine. You write something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't. And that's maybe comes from that aspect of it.
You know, it's interesting too, is that as you know, I know because you live in the same area I do, but I think it's becoming a trend everywhere in the world. But it seems like more and more restaurants are, when you pay with credit card, you have the option to tip right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And primarily, and first of all, I know tipping's not as big of a deal in Europe. Maybe it's not as present there. Mm-hmm. But here in the States, you can go into a sandwich shop, you can go into a coffee shop, and they ask you, you just have to answer a question. Yeah, it's about, do you want to tip?
Yeah.
And, you know, before 4 or 5 years ago, I don't remember ever seeing that. You didn't tip the sandwich guy or
that. Coffee,
but because of my maturity, and I think I would have given back then, to be honest, I think I still would have tipped, but now I always tip.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, even if they do a poor job or look like they're not interested or not, if they have a cheerful attitude, I'll obviously tip more. But even if they're not, because I'm thinking maybe they're just having a rough day, but it's because of this law. Yeah. It's like I do try to give, even if it's a little bit, because I do feel A, it helps the world, but B, in a selfish way, it comes back.
Yeah.
And not only that, I honestly feel you feel better when you give.
Yeah.
When you give someone anything, the joy on that face, in my opinion, is oftentimes greater than the value of what you could have done else with that thing.
Very true. Very true. Well said, because that is, it's the act of giving in a way that it rewards everything. And that's the thing.
Yeah. Okay, Taj, we're running out of time, so we're gonna have to do two more, and then what we'll do is maybe we'll save the next 5 for next week. Mm-hmm. Number 4, the law of cause and effect. This falls into the universal laws of attraction, but also has its hand in the law of karma. This just goes back to the be good, do good, receive good rule, or on the flip side of that, be bad, do bad, receive bad. That's why it's pretty important to always just do good. Quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer is, how people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. Mm. So, and I'm going to talk to you, Taj, as the eldest and making a case for the wisest. Still not going to call you the wisest, but you're making a slow case today. Please. What's your opinion of that?
I like that. I like that quote. Because you are in control of how you react to certain things, but you also are in control of your destiny in a way. And real quick, there's a Twitter, Sophie basically said, she said, "I hope karma exists. I am a very nice mother. Wish everyone happiness. But my 11-year-old daughter was raped twice by her own father. He's still a police officer. He's protected by that. Last December, he got visiting again. She tried suicide. He deserves bad karma."
Wow.
And that's just and we're so sorry for that, Sophie. I mean, that's just a bad person in general. And I believe, this is just me, I believe that there is such a thing as karma, and he will get his in some way or another, whether it's in this lifetime or afterlife. You just have to be the best person that you can be and realize that there are people watching, and there, your life does matter. And I feel for your daughter.
Yeah.
In that way as well.
And you and the family. And that's just heartbreaking, Sophie. That was a tough one to hear. We are sending you love, support. Please be strong. And this one is a hard one for me to forgive. So in this sense, even after all the years that I've dealt with, I don't think I could forgive that person, no matter what they say.
And she said, "I can't forgive him for this." And I totally get it too.
And you're not wrong, in my opinion. Maybe a doctor will say different.
No, because she says also he doesn't show any remorse.
Yeah.
And even if it's purpose.
It would be tough for me.
That's not a good person in general.
That's a tough one.
I just thought I should share that because that was...
Well, we are sending you love, Sophie, and hopefully our community will step up for you however we can.
Yeah.
All right, Taj, we're going to go on to the fifth and final one because we do have to close the show. Again, we discussed 10 laws. We didn't get to all 10, but we're discussing laws of karma that will change your life. And number five, we are at number five. Number five is the law of growth. Be open to grow, change, learn, and evolve. If you don't change your ways, or at least be open-minded enough to learn new and more positive ways of living, then nothing changes, which just goes back to the law of cause and effect. It's never too late to grow, learn, and change. Any feedback?
No, I think that's true. I think as humans, we feel like sometimes we are who we are, and it's too late to grow or too late to learn something new because we're creatures of habit, but that's not true at all. It's never too late, and people have made changes, and especially when it comes to positive changes, people have made those changes. And it's hard because usually when you need that hope and whatever, it's the darkest time for you. You can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's the hardest thing. It's like blind faith. You just have to hope that light's there. It's like that glimmer, and you're just walking towards it. But that's really what all this is about. It's about just belief and changing, not changing your mindset, believing in positivity.
And to add to that, I just think it's important for yourself, for your health, for your loved ones around you, to project that positivity and to try to see things on the bright side. You have to be open-minded to try new things and to be more positive. And it can start today. It could start right now. And I think it's such an important skill and such an important habit that you have to keep grooming and keep working on to perfect, or at least to make it really part of your life. If you do so, your life have continuously go after growth and see the world through that you can get better and you can get wiser and you can get stronger. And I have to give a tip, hats off to Uncle Michael, because I think he was the one who really instilled that in me. Mm-hmm. I'm sure my parents did as well, but I think it's his way of saying it that stuck with me, whether it was through reading, utilizing books, utilizing our success and telling us how it starts small and how he started young and small and how it grew. And you just got to always think positive and always see yourself as building And I anything else, Taj? Because I think
well,
that's the
worst. Your soul's a vessel, and I really believe that there's positivity and negativity that you can put in there. And, you know, if it's hate, anger, all that stuff, that's just negative. It's like poison.
Yeah.
And you're keeping poison in your system. So I always try and flush that out with positivity.
Love it. Well, we're going to close the show. This was a great dose of positivity, and I think it really showed the power of love. Did that even make sense? I just wanted to throw that in. Okay. But it's the truth, you know, and we try to influence you in a positive way and try to bring some light, but educational and serious topic and education into your life. With that said, we are going to close. We will be back next week, July 17. We are wishing you all a lovely rest of your week, and be safe and love your family. Adios.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.